According to the GAA stadium director, Peter McKenna, the shortage of hotels in Dublin, combined with, get this, opportunistic pricing, is damaging the city. He said it's becoming more and more expensive for international visits to come. And to discuss all of this, I'm joined on the line now by Cyril McAree, who is the managing editor of Hotel and Restaurant Times. Cyril, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Kira.
You heard the comments from Peter McKenna, the stadium director of the GAA. Do you believe that the hotel industry is damaging the city of Dublin and elsewhere around the country too?
No, I think it's very important that people, you know, it's recognised that the hotel industry has created a lot of jobs within the country, including Dublin, and a lot of revenue is generated from tourism into this economy to the tune of around $2 billion a year. That's last year's figures. You know, we had an increase in tourism numbers by over 3%, which around 10.67 million people came into Ireland last year.
But would you have any concerns around our competitiveness? Because we were talking about this obviously earlier on in the office here about people coming and staying in Dublin. And it doesn't have to be Dublin. People are staying in hotels obviously around the country and people going on holidays in Ireland or going away on hen nights or all the kind of stuff. And one of the people in the office was saying that they are going away on a hen night to Portugal because it's actually cheaper to go for three nights, flights, accommodations and meals to Portugal than it would be for them to stay in Ireland with travel at all.
You're always going to have people who will, you know, throw out, like, I can go to Portugal, I can go somewhere else.
But it's true, Cyril.
I accept it's true, but you've got to, you know, part of the problem in regard to hotel space in Dublin is down to the fact that if you look at planning, for instance, just in, you know, as an indicator, for any hotelier to try and plan and develop an hotel in Dublin, it's almost 2 years from initiation to a spade goes in the ground before anything happens because of the archaic planning conditions we have here, right?
Yeah.
And that's all part of the hold-up. We have a major housing crisis that has added fuel to the fire because hotel rooms have now been blockbooked by local authorities to try and accommodate some of the homeless people. So it's like a perfect storm almost in regard to accommodation.
But are you suggesting that there aren't enough hotel rooms then in Dublin? Because my understanding is that we run at about 85% capacity. So at any given time, 15% of the rooms in Dublin aren't occupied in the first place.
That's true, but there still is demand. We've increased air access into Ireland. We've increased tourism numbers. Like next year, they're expecting almost 11 million people to visit the island of Ireland. So between increased capacity of airlines, increased tourism numbers, there's going to be a demand for hotels. And there are about 1,000 rooms coming on stream next year, about 2019. But, you know, that's only a drop in the ocean of what is really needed.
But just take me back to that, Cyril, because what is needed? If we aren't at full occupancy, then pressure on rooms doesn't look like it's causing the high prices. What it looks like is causing the high prices is hoteliers believing that they can get away with charging them.
No, look, prices in Dublin are no different than any other major city around the world. I think Dublin is, I think, about seven in the league. When you analyse prices from STR or any of those, Reitag or any of those, Dublin prices are around seventh worldwide. You know, they're not expensive compared to London, compared to New York or anywhere else. You know, we're not as expensive as people make out.
But that's one way of looking at it. That's, I suppose, the glass being half full. But if you look at the glass half empty, we're the seventh most expensive city in the world to go to stay in a hotel. We're a tiny island. We're dependent on an open economy. We're dependent on tourism. And when Irish people, like people in my office, are saying that it's cheaper for them, who are actually on the ground here in Ireland and are sitting ducks for you to put them into our local hotels, that they're actually going to get in a plane and go to Portugal, not because they want to, but because it's cheaper to actually get a plane ticket as well as a hotel to somewhere else. Are we not getting something wrong?
As I said to you, like, part of the problem, you know, does lie in the sense that, you know, the planning, the way planning happens in this country, the way hotels are built, the size of hotels, for instance. I mean, there's a height restriction on hotels in Ireland, right? If the heights were increased, we'd have more hotel rooms, and that, in a sense, would help achieve a better, more competitive price structure.
And you know what? I take your point on planning because I do think that we have a problem with our planning process. I think it's too long to get a hotel with planning or a house with planning or anything with planning.
But apart from planning, you always have the costs of pay in Ireland, right? Pay is far, like, the, you know, waiters. I know I was in Croatia about last year, and waiters have been paid £2 or €2 an hour in Croatia.
Okay. Right? Cost of living a lot cheaper in Croatia too, of course.
No, but it's all relative. Everything's relative. Like, I mean, it's all well and good, but I mean, like, you know, accommodation and everything else is expensive enough in Croatia too. You know, But you know, you've pay rates in Ireland are more expensive. You've local authority rates are more expensive. The cost of doing business is more expensive. Insurance is more expensive. So you have to factor all of that in. And you know, any hotelier who invests in a property, he's in it to make money. And you know, profit is not a bad word. It's a very important part of any business.
No.
And News Talk aren't there as a public service provider. They're there to make money, correct?
Yeah. I get that. And it's a market, and there is supply mm-hmm. and demand, sir. But what you're saying there is well, look, it's much cheaper to pay people in Croatia, so therefore it's cheaper to go. But is that what we're boiling it down to, that we're going to start to lose competitiveness again? Because obviously we saw very recently that the Gresham Hotel, for example, had asked for the families staying there and have been staying there for a number of months in emergency accommodation, that they're asking them to leave. They're clearly asking them to leave because they believe that they can fill those hotel rooms now with probably higher paying tourist type guests or visitors to the city rather than people in emergency accommodation.
Yeah.
But as everything starts to climb, you've highlighted the cost of maybe paying waiters, but as the cost of waiters climbs, as the cost of hotel rooms climbs, as the cost of having a dinner here climbs, are we not at risk of when people look and realise that Ireland is the seventh most expensive city to visit in the world,
that's maybe a reason not to go? No,
Ciara,
what you've got to look at is what Ireland offers, in the sense of an hotel room in Ireland is far superior to any other room you'll get, you know, in a lot of countries, right? Our room stock is an awful lot better. It's better finished. It's better presented. Equally, the staffing levels in Ireland, Irish hotels, are an awful lot better. The service is an awful lot better. And, you know, Fáilte Ireland recent visitor tourism attitude survey showed that Ireland is still considered value for money.
Mm.
We are still looked at as a key destination as value for money. You will always get peaks. You'll always get, I mean, you have a big concert or a big football match, and the GA are not behind the door when it comes to charging either. Like, I mean, for a big match. I mean,
yeah.
It's all to do. It's all about supply and demand.
Understand that, but do you have no concerns around the city? Because I take what you're saying about Ireland and the Cade Mhéara Fáilte and everything. But to be fair, I've stayed in Paris, I've stayed in London, I've stayed in New York, I've been quite far flung places as well. I haven't seen, and I've stayed in lots of places because I travel a little bit for work. I haven't noticed our hotel rooms are outstanding. I think they're bog standard compared to a lot of places in the world where you can get a perfectly good hotel room. And for example, I've got Michael in Mayo here, has texted in and says, Ciara, this is absolute rubbish. 4-star hotel with breakfast in Rome. Rome, of course, very beautiful city. Cost me €78 per night. Rip off Ireland yet again. You wouldn't get a hotel in Dublin City of a decent standard with breakfast for €78 a night.
Well, I don't know where what time he was in Rome, or you know what week, whether it was midweek or weekend or whatever else. Because I know that going to Rome on certain times is quite cheap, and at certain times in Ireland you'll get deals, and it's like anywhere else. There are always deals out there, but when you've peaked demand, your prices. It's the law of economics. It's supply and demand, and that's it. And I do not think Ireland is expensive compared to other like destinations.
Mm. Do you, and I'm just asking you a straight question, Cyril, do you have any concern about Ireland being the seventh most expensive city in the world when we're comparing ourselves to New York and Rome and Paris and London and Sydney? We're a small little place.
Look, competitiveness is obviously critical to survival. Nobody would deny that. But you have to look at other things that are impacting and causing part of that, as I said to you earlier on, is that we have a housing crisis where local authorities have sat on their hands and have been inactive for many years, doing nothing about it. I mean, you know, when it takes 2 years to get an hotel from embryonic to the first spade in the ground, costs rise exponentially, right? So when you are costing out a business to start off, a new property, and you factor in it's going to cost so much per square foot, by the time you get to build it, it's probably causing multiples of that. So it's becoming less and less profitable. And there are hoteliers who have stepped back from building hotels.
True.
because it is not feasible, you know, they won't make money. And
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
And
also what we need to look at is, as against just building hotels, we need to be more strategic in how we do it. We need to look at building maybe accommodation with these hotels, like, so you'll have an hotel and maybe apartments with it.
True.
With restaurants, with attractions and that there, and make it more holistic. So we need to think outside the box when it comes to our planning, and that way the market will...
I will not make any argument for you about planning. I think our planning process is difficult for people to negotiate and navigate, and I think it's also too long and too slow. I agree with you, but we're only at 85% capacity. There isn't a short... We're not at 110% capacity. Do you know what I mean? Orlin Leitrim says, about the hotel prices. Using homelessness as an excuse is just cheap. This happens everywhere. If you look at Galway, look at Galway during race week. There should be regulations in place, like they're trying to organise for ticket touting. And someone else says hoteliers in Ireland are money grabbers. Just booked a super hotel in central Madrid for half the price of Dublin. Rip off Republic is back. And just last on this, Cyril. Jack says, look at the price of Dublin hotel this week alone, and then look at next week when the Ireland rugby match is here. Right. Why the increase in price? Greed.
No. I was going to Barcelona about 18 months ago. We booked the flight. The flight was dirt cheap at maybe 15, 30 euro, 40 euro, mm-hmm. something ridiculous.
Good,
like that,
yeah,
right?
Cheap.
Right, okay. We could not get an hotel room. We could not get anything in Barcelona on a particular week that weekend we're going because of the summit. We were being asked to pay 350 euro for a room.
Okay.
And that was down to supply and demand. So, as I say, it happens worldwide. It's not just purist Ireland. It's nationwide. You go to New York in December and you'll pay triple what you pay in January.
I was actually in New York in December, and I was staying just off Times Square for and there was two of us for just over $100 a night, and it was a really nice room with really good service. I'm not convinced entirely, but one of our listeners is on the line. Val, one of our listeners is there to talk to us. Val, what do you think about are we losing our way again around all of this? What do you think of the prices of hotels?
Absolutely. I'm a photographer and writer based in Sligo, and years ago I would have come up to Dublin and spent the night and gone off taking photos and written about it. I can't afford to do that anymore. You're looking at ridiculous prices. To give you an example now, I'm actually going to Portugal in April, and I'm staying there. There's two of us staying, and it's 35 euro a night. And this is the hotel with a swimming pool.
Right.
Like, if I was coming to Dublin, I'm looking at least 150 a night. Mm-hmm. And as you say, they're not fantastic.
Right? No, I don't accept that they are.
The girl on the phone, she's a photographer. Is she a photographer?
Hold on, sir. Let's just let Val finish speaking.
Yes, I am a photographer.
So, what do you charge per hour compared to
Portugal? I'm
a
hobby photographer.
Sorry?
I'm a hobby photographer.
All right,
yeah.
So, you're not a professional photographer?
No. I write a blog, and I write about where I've travelled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no way now I could afford to come to Dublin. Mm-hmm. And it's not alone just for that. It's even if you have a hospital appointment coming from Sligo. A lot of the hospital appointments are at 8 in the morning. The first train doesn't get in time. So then you have to find the money then to stay somewhere. And this would be like a cheap and cheerful place. And some of them are awful, and you're paying top money for them.
Yeah.
Thank
you for that, Val. Thanks for getting in touch. Cyril, I haven't seen, and I'm not trying to be unfair to you, but I'm looking at the text line, and there is very little agreement on the text line that we are competitive, that we are well priced, and that we are not, I suppose, more expensive maybe than we should be is the perception. And if that becomes the accepted perception, that's going to hit the industry that you represent.
Yeah, well, I don't represent it. I'm just we're a trade magazine within the industry, and we would be working with industry members and people involved in the sector.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you from my interaction with the industry, they are extremely conscious of costs. They are extremely conscious of value for money. They're extremely conscious of ensuring that any traveller or any visitor to Ireland has an experience that wants to go back and tell their friends to come and revisit and that there. I think we've a fantastic product. It creates great employment. As I said, it generates in excess 2 billion into the exchequer per year. So we have to look at the positives. I mean, yes, like anything, we need to be very conscious of costs, but there are other costs that are not factored in when people look at booking a hotel room. There are a myriad of costs that force the charges that have to be charged. I mean, it's as simple as that, and that is worldwide. And I mean, you'll get value for money everywhere, and if you have the time, you'll get value, great value in Dublin.
All right. Are
places in Dublin that are equally, outside of the peak times, are great value.
All right. That's Cyril McAree there, Managing Editor of Hotel and Restaurant Times. Thank you very much for that indeed. One of our other listeners is on the line too. Will, what do you think about the restaurant industry in Ireland? Do you think that they offer value for money? Do you think that we are heading back towards rip-off Republic?
Well, it's not the restaurant. It's probably the hotel industry more so that you were talking about. I thought you were quite biased and dismissive of Cyril's comments. I travel a lot for work, and I booked a non-work-related trip to Rome this April, and I could not get a room, a 3-star room, for less than €150 a night, and that was a Sunday night to a Wednesday night. So, I mean, it is, my opinion is down to supply and demand, and you will, as you said, you will find Dublin being quite expensive, and it's particularly on when there are major events on, just like any other European or even global city. And I think it's just a fact of life, a fact of business, really.
Do you think, Will, it's reasonable that Dublin is the seventh most expensive city in the world?
Well, if you look on what drives the cost is probably the underlying expenses. Would you say we're probably one of the most expensive or we pay one of the highest rates for electricity, for wages, for salaries? I would say we're probably up there amongst those levels. So you're right, and we
may well be. But when a tourist comes, they can literally put a pin in a map and say, I'll go to this country or that country or the other country. For those of us who live here and maybe get paid the wages that are somehow equivalent to the living expenses, to the, you know, that we live within this economy, that's probably OK. But when you're competing with other economies and when you want people to come and travel to here, if we're not cutting the mustard in terms of cost, are we not going to lose tourism and ultimately harm ourselves?
But how can you drive down the prices if your underlying costs are high? You can't drive down the prices for tourists just because you want tourists to come here and they come from a country where the wages aren't as high. If your underlying costs are high, you cannot afford to drop your prices to a certain level.
True.
Yes, so you will always put up prices around major sporting events. These are businesses. These businesses are trying to make money.
I take your point. Thank you for that, Will. I do take your point that it is supply and demand. Somebody says to me, Ciara, what bit of supply and demand do you not understand, Ciara? The size of the market doesn't dictate the price. Economics 101. Yeah, I totally take what you're saying. But then what happens is you lose out to other markets, and you need to be cognizant of that before it happens. You need to look at that. Another one of our callers is another one of our listeners is on the line there. Lisa, what do you make of it? Are we value for money, do you think?
Not at all, Ciara. I think it's just outrageous. It's greed, greed, greed. You have four or five different excuses. First it was housing, then it was planning, then it was demands, then it was what they give back to the exchequer. At the end of the day, all the people want, whether you're from Ireland or you're from the native Ireland or whether you're a foreigner coming in to visit Ireland, you just want a bed for the night or two that you're staying. You don't want to hear about the exchequer, the planning, the demand or the housing problems. I myself personally went to book one night for me and my husband there, Stephen's Day, not for a wedding or anything. It was a party, but it wasn't a major wedding. But for handiness and drink driving and all that, love, we said we'd book a night. They wanted €220 for that one night.
Yeah.
Where you'd be downstairs anyway for most of the night at the party.
You wouldn't even see the bed.
You wouldn't even, barely, it wasn't a wedding, so we would have been in bed slightly earlier than a wedding. But at the end of the day, and you get up the next morning and you'd be to be out by your 12 o'clock or your 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
You have to get out of your bed at 9 o'clock to get your breakfast. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, you're not getting anything fancy. I went to Lanzarote in January for 11 days with my husband, and we got the flights for €70 each.
Yeah,
that's return, by the way.
No, I hear you, and you know what? You're, Lisa, you're in agreement with everybody else here, because people are saying 7 nights B&B for €289 in Sicily, €143
exactly.
for one night in Dublin with no breakfast, and we hate the no breakfast, don't we? The Irish hate the no breakfast.
I don't mind either way, but I just think the cost of putting your head on a pillow is extortion, and I just put it down to absolute greed.
Right.
They're taking it from Peter and taking it out with Paul.
All right.
They get my 220, and then tonight's couple comes in, that's another 220. That's just outrageous. That's like, what, 1,400 a week to stay in a hotel?
I know, you're dead couple. Right. Was it for this, the 1916 and everything? You can't be doing with it. But thank you for that, Lisa. You're very good to get in touch. And so many people are saying the same thing. Someone says, last February I stayed in a 5-star city centre hotel in Dublin. I dined out and I shopped for 24 hours. I didn't have one interaction with an Irish person, not one in Dublin. And I spent €400 for a basic room and breakfast. Never again. God, that's a fierce price, isn't it? That's huge. Someone else says, I booked a hotel in Clane in County Kildare. And Clane, lovely part of the country, but not exactly a metropolis. It said, on Thursday the 8th of February, it was €97, including breakfast. I stayed in the Hilton in Bangkok last December for €110 per night. Yeah, you see, we're getting something wrong here. And it's all very well and good for us to say, well, look, this is the cost of producing hotels and this is the cost of paying people and all that in this country. People who are travelling, tourists have a choice where they go. If we don't think about this now, we will be scratching our heads going, why does nobody come here anymore? And Martin, last on this, says, at the end of the day, a hotel is really used as a base for a holiday to experience a location. And that's totally right, Martin. But, you know, you still have to be competitive because there's lots of very good locations out there. Do let us know what you think. We want to hear you on air on 1894 53106, and of course we want your texts as well at 53106. Keep them coming.